Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and you can stream us worldwide at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Christine Witt. And Christine, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Very excited because we have the 15th annual Gospel Music Jamboree coming up this Sunday in Jamestown. Typically around this time of the year, you join us and you tell us a little bit about the Jamboree and the people who will be playing during it. Just a very exciting time at Temple Baptist Church.
Yes, it has always been, for the last 15 years, the second Sunday in October. Mm-hmm. That way I don't forget and you can write it on your next year's calendar.
There you go. So you're already looking ahead, which is good. So Christine, tell us a little bit about the Gospel Music Jamboree.
Well, it's just a fun time for people to get together, enjoy music. And we every year we have kind of a different lineup for the entertainers, but we've never been disappointed. And it's all local people, and you basically know everybody. And but they're good, you know. So
awesome,
fun,
very good, very good. So you probably have a good mix of local musicians, I guess, participating this year, right?
Right. This year, we're going to have old friends, and you're all familiar with them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of you are probably their followers, you know, Carrie Wicks, and let's see who else is on there. Carrie Wicks, John Beyer, Jeremy Gray, Ken Gilbertson, and Mark Urquhart. So they've performed. They're good individually, and together, they're awesome.
Excellent.
So blend the music very, very good, as you well know.
Very good. And a couple other musicians there as well.
And then this year, instead of having the praise band, we do have Bernie Satrum. I think a lot of you, he's the senator.
Yeah.
And he's going to be singing a couple of solos. I know one solo for sure that he's going to be is The Long Black Train.
Oh, excellent.
He did that last year, and the comments afterwards were that some of them just had tears.
Oh.
Because, I mean, he has an awesome, awesome bass voice. So he will be doing at least two numbers that I'm aware of.
Excellent. Very good.
And then, of course, this year, I think you're all familiar with Randy and Kathy Schlecht. They have also performed in the Jamestown surrounding areas. They've been to they perform for churches, hospitals, nursing homes, funerals, weddings, concerts in and around the area. And I like what Kathy says: music ministers to the heart like nothing else can.
Oh, that's awesome!
And they have recorded a CD in Nashville.
Wow.
Back in January 12 or 2012, I believe.
Okay.
I guess together they just want to share their love for Jesus through music.
That's fantastic.
Also along with them, we're going to have Pastor James Vanegas. Now, he's a pastor at the Seventh-day Adventist Church here in Jamestown and in the Cleveland area.
Okay.
Him and his wife are from Australia.
Oh my gosh, really?
I was hoping to get the family, as a whole, is very musical.
Yeah, yeah.
I was hoping to get the family, but Kayleen, his wife, had to go back to Australia because of some emergency medical health issues with family issues there. So
it'll be Pastor James then.
Right, and he's going to be with Randy and Kathy. And and I also just learned this past week that there's going to be somebody, and I know he told me his name, but I can't remember, from Bismarck.
Okay.
People, musicians, joining them from Bismarck.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm excited.
Yeah.
But I know they're going to be good. So anyway, and they have Pastor James, like I said, they're from Australia. They have performed internationally.
Wow.
They met at a traveling gospel ensemble, actually. They are also they perform throughout the Dakotas with a group called One Hope.
Okay.
And you know, he had a list of accomplishments that was too numerous to mention.
Oh my gosh!
So,
well,
I'm
that's
just really,
very exciting.
I'm really excited to hear them. You know, so
excellent.
But that's kind of the musical lineup for this year.
Excellent,
very very guys.
Again, Christine Witt joining us here on Let's Talk About It. We're talking about the Gospel Music Jamboree, which is this Sunday, October 8th at Temple Baptist Church. Looks like it starts around 3 o'clock. Not only is there music, Christine, there's going to be some food to follow, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, first of all, there will be a free will offering for the jamboree itself.
Okay.
And the money for that will go to the community action for the Backpack for Kids.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Program. And so that's kind of neat. And then there will be a meal afterwards.
Okay.
And that will consist of soup, a couple of different soups, sandwiches. Make your own, build your own sandwiches, homemade buns.
Ooh, that's
and
good.
The desserts and coffee. And that, the cost on that will be $7. But the money for that is going to go to, through Samaritan Purse to the Texas Hurricane Harvey victims.
Oh, excellent. Okay, wow.
And the other part about that is Thrive-In Financial, which a lot of you are familiar with. They will match...
Wow.
Towards the hurricane, so whatever we donate or can get from the meal, it will be, they will match double.
That's amazing.
I mean, for every dollar, they'll put in a dollar. So.
Oh wow! Okay.
So that's kind of, you know, that's kind of awesome.
Oh, definitely.
Know,
that alone should bring people out too.
Yeah.
But some great music from local musicians.
Right.
Always a great time. I mean, 15 years would be going on as well.
Yeah.
That's quite a while. So this is coming up at Temple Baptist Church. Christine, you said free will offering for the concerts, and then $7 for the meal, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And this is all at Temple Baptist Church?
All at Temple Baptist up, and that's the new church up there by the
near the high school, right?
Near the high school.
That's a great place for concerts and jamborees like this.
Excellent.
Too.
Excellent. You don't have any steps.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is just right there. It's very convenient. So yes.
Very good. So go check it out this Sunday, October 8th at Temple Baptist Church. Christine, anything else you want to mention, or are we missing anything about the upcoming gospel jamboree?
Not anything that I can think of. After I get off the air, I might, but right now.
If you do, you can just tell me and I'll throw it in later.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, Christine, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Okay, thank you.